Joining me now is City Manager Aaron Reynolds and FURA Chair Bill Meyer is here. And Bill, you've got so many hats, I don't know which one you're wearing today.
Well, I mean, see which one I'm wearing.
I see
wearing
it, City of Florence.
Wearing my city hat.
So a couple of weeks ago, FURA met and talked about the Quinn Street property. And Bill, if you could give me a little more history on that. Let's go back to SideCan and some of the original proposal, the original thoughts going into
all right.
the property.
Well, first of all, George, I want to thank you for hosting us today.
Absolutely.
This is a subject that is extremely important to the city. Aaron and I talked about a sequence in terms of presentation. I'm going to ask Aaron to kind of give a history of the process that okay. led up to especially the original SICAN selection. And as the chief administrator, she lives with it day to day. And so those details, she would have more. We're going to kind of tag team it. There are points that I'm going to be able to make along the way. But Aaron and I discussed this, so I'm going to kick it to Aaron in terms of the history on this leading up to this.
We're going to talk about SICAN, obviously, but was SICAN the first person to look at this property, or were there other people to look at this?
Well, I would say that there's been a lot of informal interest in this property for years. So where you say first, it is the SICAN was the first formal proposal and entered into agreement with this current urban renewal board and process. In 2018, the Urban Renewal Agency bought the property. It's been in really recent times that it's come under the ownership of a public entity like Urban Renewal Agency. Previous to that, the property was owned by a private investment firm who had been marketing and eventually auctioning the property for well over a decade. And so that was through a private party, not anything owned by the city or any other public entity. When Urban Renewal Agency bought the property in 2018, they bought it at $495,000 for nearly 14 acres, some of it buildable, some of it not, and put to work the ultimate vision for the property, including a lodging facility. So ultimately, this property has a vision for three parts to it. A lodging facility is number one and the key priority. Number two is to activate the natural location and the estuary trail that is also under works. And then thirdly is any sort of complementary or accessory types of use to the hotel and to the whole anchoring of the Old Town area of that northern core of the Old Town Quint Street area. And that could be high-density housing, et cetera. So that's for the Florence Event Center campus. So we already have the Florence Event Center campus. The long-term vision has been to have a lodging facility across the street. In 2020, the Urban Renewal Board issued a request for expression of interest. And out of that, we had several proposals submitted to the Urban Renewal Agency to consider, and they chose the SICAN property. And so that enters into that period of time. Of course, remember, this is during COVID and during the pandemic. And SICAN,
rising prices and
all the challenges that we're really aware of. SICAN's proposal was for a lodging facility that was extended stay. So a little bit larger rooms, encouraging the extended stay traveler. And they did quite a bit of feasibility and work during that time. And I'll turn it over to Chairperson Bill Meyer to explain a little more.
Yes. And when they, you know, everything is evaluating your return on investment. And there's a couple of components that SICAN was looking at. First of all, when they looked at the what they were proposing or what they would like to put in, and they looked at the room rate that they would have to charge to get a return on investment, it was so far out of feasibility that they didn't just walk away. They ran away from it. They didn't come back to the city with any alternate proposals or anything else. It was almost like this.
So basically, the amount they would have to charge for the room would be so over what other places were charged, they would have a hard time filling it.
Well, yeah. The old Max Min problem, if you remember your differential calculus.
I don't think anybody does, Bill, but that's okay.
I used to teach it, so I remember the famous Max Min problems. And also in the business rules, the law of diminishing returns. If the market says if you're going to have a hotel that's going to support a campus conference center, right now the market typically says you better be in a $150, $160 a night room. If you're at a $260 a night room, you're going to have a tough time attracting conferences. So they're looking at something that they would have to charge $260 a night for. The market isn't there, so they would literally be losing money instead of making a return on investment. So they did a hard-nosed evaluation. I think that the delta was like $8 million. They were at what they figured it would cost to build, and it's not cheap to build here on the coast. Anybody that's built on the coast knows that. And they took a look at the cost, and like I say, they didn't even ask the city if there was going to be any kind of a proposal if the city could work. They just, as I understand it, Aaron, it was a very simple, straightforward email. Essentially, we're done.
Yep. So their agreement with the Urban Renewal Agency expired in July of 2021. And what was really nice about this, I guess this is making lemonade out of lemons, was through that request for expression of interest process, the Urban Renewal Agency had hired two professionals that are in the redevelopment business, supporting urban renewal agencies and other redevelopment organizations in Oregon to activate and catalyze areas that are underdeveloped and underserving from their full potential. And then we also have a commercial real estate broker that specializes in the hospitality industry, specifically in lodging facilities and brokering those deals. Both of them were working their book of business throughout that, essentially the for sale process, right, of this property. While it wasn't a straight for sale, if you think about it, just like you have a real estate broker, they're out there working their contacts and who's out there in the world. And our professional real estate broker had someone come approach her and ask if this property was still available. And just right at that time was when Sycan was walking away. And she said, well, it just so happens that the board may be reissuing a request for people who are interested if you'd like to put in a proposal. So we received that one from Braun Hospitality and also from another interested party. And at that point in September of 2021, the Urban Renewal Board did select to move forward into a relationship and negotiating arrangements with Braun Hospitality. From the very beginning, Braun Hospitality has proposed a product and a branded hotel that they felt met the needs of the market. The Urban Renewal Board also felt that it met the needs of the event center and that greater Florence Event Center campus and the vision for the whole area to just activate and catalyze that whole area and support the event center for conferences and meeting spaces. So it's an 86-room hotel. It is through the Microtel product, which is a brand of Wyndham Hotels. It is very attractive and meets the design and architectural guidelines of the area. It's a very special area to the Florence residents, and we want to assure that people that the architect has worked hard to meet those design criteria.
But aren't they limited by Wyndham's own design?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of flexibility. So they've taken our code and our architectural guidelines and taken that back to the Wyndham brand and asked for some either modifications and some options. And that is what has been submitted to the land use and the planning department for the city of Florence. While this part of the deal, as far as legally negotiating the transfer of this asset and the other financial incentives package that the Urban Renewal Board agency has approved, while that part of the process is complete, and that is what occurred at the June 22nd meeting, what's next for the developer is to go through the other side of the house for the city, which is our regulatory land use and utilities side. And so they've submitted plans. This is not a pipe dream at this point. This is true, hard and fast plans that the architect, the brand for the franchise through Wyndham Microtels have put together. The developer has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point. Anybody who's done any development knows this. All the engineering for traffic and the utilities has all been done, and that's been submitted to the land use department and will be going through a public land use hearing process at the end of August. From there, with whatever approvals come out of that and whatever the outcome is, the developer will proceed with construction and pulling building permits. And their expectation is to do groundbreaking in early 2023 and to have the grand opening sometime by the spring of 2024.
Explain to me how the ownership of the property is, because I mean, Fura is an entity of the city, right?
It's a separate agency.
Separate agency.
It's under the I guess you would say, the umbrella of the city, and the city actually supplies executive management. Aaron is the executive director of the agency, but Fura itself actually owns that property and makes the decision and the agreements. For example, the agreements with the Braun Development. Now, Aaron mentioned the price for that property. I mean, the city was extremely fortunate that developer came to us at the time they did. It was before the current spike in real estate prices, and they offered that property, that entire piece of property, three tax lots, waterfront or estuary front, for $495,000.
And that was the total.
That
acreage.
Was in 2018.
Was the total.
That
acreage.
Was the total property. And out of that, we're going to be able to, first of all, generate the property that the city will now own. There'll be an exchange of deeds with Fura, and the city will own the estuary property. So that's going to be in perpetuity, that property, which also then complements the two other remaining pieces. The plan is to have about a 3-acre footprint that the hotel is going to sit on, and then there's going to be residual property right to the north along Quint Street that is to be determined. Right now we're looking at a lot of options, but it's going to be an increasingly valuable property. In fact, the hotel going in there, the estuary trail, and how beautiful that's going to be, is going to probably make that remaining property maybe half again as much as we paid for the entire parcel. I mean,
So what is the selling price then of the 3.2 acres?
So that's been negotiated, okay. And that was what was discussed at that meeting. And it will be at a transfer price of $0. That's part of the incentive package. Clearly, over 25 years, there's been a desire to have a lodging facility across the street, and that has not come to bear in the open market. What our analysis have showed time and time again was, in order to get us across the finish line in this pretty untested hotel hospitality environment here in Florence, meaning we don't have a lot of branded hotel and market data to support a brand new hotel out there. However, we have quite a bit of analysis that says we do need more lodging facilities. And it's like, where's the gap? How do you fill that gap between what the need is and what the private market's able to do on its own? And how that usually happens, especially in urban renewal agencies or in a redevelopment district, is it's a public-private partnership. I think we've all heard kind of that as a buzzword since the 90s of public-private partnerships help make this development happen. It wouldn't have otherwise occurred. So this is our public participation to the Florence Urban Renewal Agency.
Sometimes it's tax breaks, sometimes it's land transfer.
Right.
It depends on how the
agreement is written. So our asset that we had to bargain with or to negotiate with primarily for the Urban Renewal Agency was the ownership of this land. Its proximity to the Florence Event Center, the fact that the Florence Event Center already exists, has been built, and has its own proven track record of some extent of conferences and great potential for more if there was a lodging facility across the street. We also have ownership of additional land to the north of the Event Center that's planned for expansion of the Florence Event Center. And it's been interesting as we go through the history of this. For 25 years, there's been a plan to expand the Event Center. So from the beginning of it opening, we always said, or the city and all of our forefathers have said, once that lodging facility is built, we'll end up building more. You know, we'll have a justification of building more. So we are poised and ready to expand and have more meeting space. And we also have a catering offering as well, and a full kitchen, commercial kitchen, that through this negotiation that's been made clear that we are there as a complement to support that lodging facility so that they don't have to spend their money on what is non-revenue generating space. That is what a conference center, meeting rooms, and to be honest, a restaurant would be to a hotel.
So some of the folks that are out there speaking out saying, you know, we would have liked to seen more of this and more of that. For example, you know, the rooftop, you know, restaurant that comes in. So there is still property of that 14 acres that is still buildable that could eventually turn into something like that from either a public or a private source, or is this?
Yeah, this is an evolutionary process, and I'm kind of a linear sequential guy, and as I like to say, I can only slay one dragon at a time. Right now, the dragon that we're trying to arrest and get under control is the hotel. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to add one brief comment on that public participation. In urban renewal, it's in order to encourage the kind of development that needs to occur in a, I'm not going to, they use the term blighted, but areas that need to be developed need to be redeveloped. There's a 5% participation is not unusual law. In fact, it's fairly typical. And the public participation part of this particular project comes in at around 5%. And so, but when, and during this process, I've met, how are we doing on time, George? We're doing all right?
We're getting close.
Okay. But I met with a number of individuals, just one-on-one, because they were concerned and expressed interest. And one of the concerns, and Aaron touched on it just a moment ago, is that if you're going to have a conference campus and you've got your lodging, but generally in a conference situation, there needs to be multiple breakout rooms. There are no multiple breakout rooms in this particular hotel, and that was one of the criticisms or comments. But the event center had the foresight to purchase property surrounding it, and the next step that the city can look at in connection with this initial step of getting the lodging anchored is to look at further campus development to support these conference centers. And that's going to be an evolutionary process. We're going to get that hotel in, and we're going to say, okay, now what's the next logical step on that beautiful place on the hill? And we have lots of opportunities, and just getting the lodging component anchored down is so extremely important to this entire sequence, and that's why we're here today.
Right, and it's just like Aaron said too. I mean, you know, you can build the hotel because you've already got the Florence Event Center.
Yeah.
So if you have the Florence Event Center and you have the hotel, then you can build other things
expand
to complement
amenities exactly.
Well, that's good. I think that people want to know that, you know, there are other plans.
There's a vision out there.
Yeah.
In fact, Aaron was showing me the vision from 23 years ago, and the sequence is almost falling in place.
Well, we're about out of time. I mean, that's about all I have. Is there anything else just quickly that you want to touch on, or is that pretty much covers?
Always want to encourage people that all this information's on the website, so you can go to ci.florence.or.us and toggle to the Urban Renewal Agency, and this is the front and center project for the Urban Renewal Agency, the Quint Street Development Project, and you can find out the history and all this information that we've touched on today, and mm-hmm. I thank you for giving us this chance to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, thank you, George, and I can't promise you I won't give you a hard time when I see
it. I hope you do. Okay. I'm used to it. I would think there was something wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm going to continue. So, and great opportunity, George. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bill Meyer, FURA Chair, and Aaron Reynolds, City Manager. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kirk Malenik joins me next from the Florence Arts, Culture, and Entertainment on the July edition of Our Town.